Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I had a dream hygienist yesterday.
Oh.
The world's most perfect hygienist at the dentist.
Oh, tell me about him.
I know. I was thinking about you actually while I was laying there, Katie.
Were you?
Because you hate the dentist so much.
I know.
And I was like, oh, this feels good to get my teeth clean. So I walked in. She said, hey, how are you? I said, hey, things are great. Any issues? Nah. All right, let me do some quick x-rays. Cool. All right, lean back in your chair. Open up. Okie dokie. And then we didn't talk for about the next 30 minutes or so.
Oh.
She did her business. No questions. Just got her done. Rinsed, spit, flossed, buffed, polished. You want me to set you up for the next 6 months? I was like, hells to the yes.
There you go.
So nice.
That
it was so
dream.
Nice.
You know what? Because the last dentist appointment I went to, you're right. Like, as soon as she put her whole hand in my mouth, mm-hmm. she's like, so any vacation plans yep. coming up? And I was like, how do I answer this? You want me to sign
great.
Language? Like, you know?
You know, and I'll step back. There was two questions asked during the visit, and they were both from me, actually.
Oh.
Because she took a break to fiddle on her little table there, whatever. And I go, hey, quick question. Has anybody ever thrown up on you?
You just
and she
know.
Laughed. She's
yeah.
like, I go, because I've heard stories. And she's yeah. like, me personally, no. She's like, but we've had a couple people puke because they were doing the imprints, like to get trays or something.
Yeah.
And they shove your mouth so full of that goo. To get the imprint, she's like, we've had a couple people throw up.
Oh, I'm sure.
And then she went back to work. And then there was another quick little lull, and I go, I got another question for you. Has anybody bit you? And she laughed again. She's like, actually, yes. She's like, I've had a lot of people bite me.
Well, I'm sure just completely on accident.
On accident.
Like, you just close your mouth. And, I'm sorry. I did not mean.
She said mostly kids.
Yeah.
Because she used
yeah.
to be pediatric dentistry, so she had a lot of kids. And she's like, and it's funny how many people will be in here. She's like, and my hands will be in their mouth. And they kind of drift off to sleep a little bit and just start biting. She's
yeah.
like, hey.
Don't grind
hey,
on
hey,
my
hey.
Finger.
So anyway, yeah, no cavities, good to go, back in 6 months, in and out, Katie Cat.
Oh, I wish I had your teeth.
I know. I know you hate
man.
It so much.
I do. Well, again, the diastema, the space in between my teeth makes it for a very adventurous dental trip every single time. Like, they always like, oh, guess what we found this time? I don't want to know.
No. She's like, there's a watch in
know.
Here.
I know.
Whose
exactly.
watch is this?
You have a whole civilization of people in here.
There's
like,
an entire
what?
Skittle in between
what?
Your teeth. They pull it out. They're like, nom,
I know.
So I went right from the dentist across the street to a gym because I've been toying around with getting back into a regular gym because we've been doing the rec centers, which are, they're fine, but they don't have the equipment I want, and they're generally full of, I'm not trying to be ageist, but a lot of really old people that just kind of park it
yeah.
on the machines. They're very slow, and it's like, come on, I just want to get in my workout, blah, 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 blah.
Well, and let's be honest, your time of day working out is a lot
is,
like theirs, so it's
is
like, yeah.
prime, and, you know, and I will, I've said it on the air before, good for them. And
yeah.
I hope I am that person
exactly.
still rocking it at 80 in the gym in my jeans and a
in
belt.
Jeans. Maybe
and a,
not in the jeans.
And a tucked in dress shirt working out and walking on the treadmill. I hope I'm that
Loafers.
Guy. And Katie, you have no idea. I hope I'm that guy. But
yeah.
I was like, I need to get back to a gym. And I walked in this gym and I was like, I'm home. I am home here. So I signed up for a gym membership. And I will say the one part about that is awkward when you walk in and you like want to scope the place out.
Yeah.
And then there I am walking around in my jeans and my t-shirt, just standing there watching people on the treadmill. They're looking at me like, who's this guy?
Yeah,
you know,
right.
And you're walking around. I will say the location I'm going to go to is kind of neat. They've got those hydro massage things. Have you seen those?
Oh,
and
the
I have
water
unlimited,
massage.
Yeah,
yeah,
the water massage. I have unlimited access to that. I've never experienced that before. And again, another very awkward situation when you walk into the room and somebody's laying there in that thing and it's like,
yeah.
I'm just standing there smiling, looking at them.
You like that?
How yeah. is it?
So can,
rate
can
it,
get
it
your
one
butt?
To 10.
Is it getting your butt? Because I'm going to come right in and have it do my butt. Nonstop butt action. Thank you very much. But I'm excited. I'm getting back to the gym. Oh, jeez. Butt action?
Nonstop. butt action.
Really?
Sorry.
Really?
I'm sorry.
That's how we're starting the show today? That's it, huh?
I saw an in and I took it.
You definitely saw it. Well, it's more of an out.
Yeah, right?
Mix 100.
Hey, really quick, I was overhearing you guys chat about the Rockies. What's going on with them? Is it bad?
Goodness. Well, I mean, Monday night they won, but nobody was there to see it.
Yeah. Really?
They had the lowest folks in attendance across franchise history. The team reported just over 16,300 folks there at Coors Field for Monday night's game. And yeah.
Which, by the way, that arena.
That's not good.
Yeah, what it holds hold? 50,000.
50?
50.
16 is better than 16. I thought you were going to say, though.
Oh, no, that's less than
I thought
than
you were
going to
say like 5,000.
No, it'll get there if they keep losing. I mean.
If you see the picture of the, you know, Coors Field with just that many people.
Pretty empty.
In
it looks like eight. It looks like
shocking.
Eight people.
Yeah, it's shocking. Yeah. So, but again, this kind of stuff needs to happen if we want ownership to take the fans seriously and do something about the team. Yeah.
Which is kind of funny, Katie, because they did beat the Astros two nights ago and last night. And the Astros are a good team.
Yeah.
So
it
just needs to happen. They've done such a good job of selling out to crowds for literally 30 years now.
Yeah.
And I think finally fans are kind of getting sick of the way that they just don't care about the product they put on the field.
Well, when their main goal last year was to not lose 100 games, that's
so
bad. It's bad.
It's not a goal you want your baseball team to have.
They lost 119.
Yeah, Nick Knack was talking, you know, right before the home opener. She's like, we got to get the kids down to the game. We haven't done it. And, you know, tickets were like $60 plus for that, you know, first few games. And I was like, let's wait mid-season. I was like, we'll just be able to wander in, I think, at some point. They'll just open the front gates and be like, hey, come on in.
Exactly. We need you here.
Yeah.
Please.
Come there's going to come a point where we can just walk in.
Or
no
who
problem.
Knows? The Rockies could blow everyone's mind and completely. Mm.
And monkeys might fly out of my butt.
I'm just saying. They just won two games back to back. So, you know, if they keep that going, they could shut us all up.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Well, right now, tickets are on sale for $8, Jer.
Okay,
so you got this.
Speaking of shutting people up, let's shut up these toddlers. Good God. I was at a store the other day where a toddler was just being stupid again. It was a grocery store. I won't name which one. But on an aisle, and the kid was just screaming and being a little punk.
Okay, he was naughty. He was having
a
moment.
Punk.
He's a baby.
It was horrible
Jeremy.
Parenting and a punk kid.
It's a baby.
I got to watch my language. I almost
you do.
Because I was like, get me out of here now because of this kid.
Well, now I have a trick for you that's going viral on TikTok that you can use for the next time you come across an angry, screaming toddler.
A trick? A toddler trick?
A toddler trick.
Tell me more.
So parents are having a heyday with this new thing on TikTok where if your toddler is screaming and having a tantrum, and as you know, like, it can happen for any reason, right? Like, what do you mean I can't be a kangaroo? They go crazy. And so parents are learning that if you just scream at your toddler, not scream, but if you say to your toddler, Jessica, are you here? Can you come here, please, Jessica? And you do it in such a calm, matter-of-fact way. Like, the videos
that's all
are
you
insane.
Have to do?
The videos are absolutely insane. There's parents and their kids are having a meltdown, an absolute meltdown. There's tears everywhere. And the mom just says, Jessica, can you come here a moment, please? And it stops them in their tracks. They look around
this
and they forget what they're crying about. No. And doctors say this is actually a thing. Because if you can take a child's attention away from whatever is causing it, you know, any kind of, you know, making it cry.
Distress.
Then it will distract them or surprise the child. And doctors say that any unexpected calm action can work in this scenario. But for whatever reason, Jessica has become the viral name of choice.
Jessica!
Yeah. So, but again, it works at least the first couple times.
They're going to kick me out of the grocery store if I'm running around going,
Jessica!
Jessica!
Yeah, but again, they're really reinforcing this and saying it's a good thing. Like, keep screaming Jessica at your children because it's a form of positive, creative, non-punitive discipline. And it helps.
I like the cheese trick better. Have you seen the cheese trick where they
throw
the slice
forehead.
Of cheese and it sticks to their forehead and they're like, what the hell?
That's more fun for you.
I got to ask you, though, does this work for wives when the wives are yelling at you as well?
Don't shout
Jessica!
For Jessica.
If your wife's name is not Jessica, I strongly suggest you don't scream that name at her.
It'll be immediately followed up with, who is Jessica?
Exactly.
For all you newbies, we do a little something-something called PMI. It's three different stories to start your day, a positive, a minus, and something just a little bit interesting. It's PMI. Who's got the pee today?
I do today. This is a fun one. I like this. Researchers asked ChatGPT, because we know that one is always right, but they asked it to rank the states based on laziness, from laziest to least lazy. And a couple of the ones that are the most lazy are kind of the South Central-ish America, like Ohio, Indiana, Kentucky. Those were the top three. But the least laziest were Washington State at 3, Minnesota, and then Colorado in at number 1.
We like to walk for fun.
We do.
We do things.
We do.
I love that. Obviously, Colorado has been one of the most fit states for, I think, the longest time here. We have the most fit people here because we have so many trails to hike or bike or go skiing or snowshoeing or whatever. And the other ones that kind of rounded out the top five were like Alaska and Hawaii. Those
was
were
it all just based on physical activity, or is it just like work progress and family progress? And
this one was straight
just
up
doing things,
physical activity and okay. doing things. So we like to get out. I mean, we have what, 300 plus days of sunshine
and
here.
We do. And every time you walk outside, it's majestic majesty with those mountains, right?
It's beautiful.
So it's like, we're very lucky that that's the view we get every yeah. single time.
Go Colorado. Oh, we rock.
Go outside, too.
I love right. it.
I've got the minus today. Everyone's butt hurt about this guy's McDonald's order.
Why?
They say it was rude, and it should have been an inside order for this guy. But the guy's name is Brownie, believe it or not. Katie, a man after your own heart.
I know, right?
Guy named Brownie is going viral on TikTok for going through a Mickey D's drive-thru, ordering an Egg McMuffin, and then 11 big breakfast meals with hotcakes.
Oh.
Now, the employee, the video's kind of funny because the employee's like, 11? And then he had to actually ask for manager approval. Here's the audio of it.
I'm going to serve you today. I need an Egg McMuffin, and I need 11 big breakfasts with the hotcakes.
You said 11 big breakfasts with hotcakes?
11, yes.
All right, just a warning, that will take probably a while.
Well, I got 8 hungry kids at the house, so yeah, that's cool, bro.
Give me a second, I need manager approval.
Need manager approval.
Anything else you do today?
No, that'll be it, man.
All right, you're looking at 8334 at the next window.
83, okay, thanks, guy.
Sounds like he smoked a pack while he was waiting in line.
I need those hotcakes.
I know, like, that's a completely normal order. Like,
that is
I don't,
not.
11?
No, I don't like this.
No,
Katie,
no.
When I worked at Chick-fil-A, we would have the lunch rush, obviously, and it was such a big rush.
You don't do
and
that.
We would have the family come through in the Suburban with their 16 kids, and they'd go, can I get 11 Happy Meals? And that's not an order you do through the drive-thru.
What do you mean?
Out
Happy
of
Meals
respect
would be
for
fine,
people,
I think, because that's just a burger fries
no,
drink.
No, it still takes 10 minutes to make all those.
The big breakfast has sausage and eggs and hotcakes and a biscuit.
Even through the drive-through, you can say, since your order's so large, can you please pull up into that space so I can get everybody else's?
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand why there's rules about the drive-through. I worked at a fast food spot too, and people don't.
That puts everybody else.
I've been in a drive-through before.
I've worked in a drive-through.
They just kick you off to the side. So anyway, everyone's all butthurt. One, because this guy ordered such a massive meal. Two, they had to get manager approval. And three, it was $83 for all of this at McDonald's.
Which, makes sense, right? Like a McMuffin and 11 meals? Like,
and then the fourth thing, this guy's name is Brownie.
I know, that's
I think
the
that's
part.
That should have been the big minus.
That's the part we can't figure out.
All right, round it out with the interesting.
Okay, well, you know the new Malcolm in the Middle revival, right? It's called Life Still Unfair. It's going to come out on Hulu and Disney actually this Friday. So it's going to premiere this week. But the big news about it is the star Dewey. Remember Dewey, the younger brother? Everyone's wondering why he's not a part of the reboot. And we found out why. It's because he's going to Harvard.
Oh, that's a pretty good reason.
It is a good reason. But also, when the old Malcolm in the Middle wrapped up, Dewey was like, I don't like this whole Hollywood thing. He famously went away from Hollywood and moved to Boston so that he could start going to school and everything. But Frankie Muniz, Jane Kasmarak,
you bet.
And Bryan Cranston, they're all coming back for their roles. But it was big news that Eric, which is the name of the actual actor who played Dewey, Eric Persullivan, he was not going to come back. So now we know it's because he's going to go be a member of Harvard.
Well, Katie, it was
thank
really
you for,
cool
for updating us on Eric
Dewey, on Dewey, Sullivan.
Dewey. That's a really good interesting. He tried so hard to stay out of the spotlight, and they have pictures of him just walking along with some Drano.
And a straw.
He clearly has a sink he needs to fix.
I thought he had a dirt, some sort of problem.
No, but he's trying to stay out of the public eye, and they got all these pictures of him, and everybody's like, "Leave him alone." Clearly, he doesn't want to be famous anymore.
Clearly,
leave Dewey alone. But if you're wondering where he is from the reboot,
I honestly wasn't.
He's going to school. It's my job. You're welcome.
There's your PM and kind of an I, I guess.
Mix 100.
What are you doing over there? You're still giggling at my dream.
I am. I feel like Taylor Swift visited you.
She did.
I think.
Somehow we connected.
Yeah, and I feel like because she is such a high vibration person, she actually visited you in a dream.
I see what you're doing
there. This was real.
I could smell her. You know? I can still feel her hair, you know?
Your exchange was on a higher plane that we can't see, right?
Again, I'm sorry to my wife.
I saw this post yesterday that reminded me of this. It says, platonic love is an energetic exchange that transcends casual friendships. Yeah, to cultivate richer, more resonant connections, we can consciously elevate our own energy and presence.
What?
Being fully present allows the subtle currents of attention and intention to flow between people, while deep, non-judgmental listening creates space for authentic expression. This is what it reminded me of you. And then expressing gratitude and appreciation amplifies the vibrational frequency of the relationship. Have I lost you now? Are we done?
I so checked out. I don't even know what the hell you're talking about. That's great.
You're on a higher level, homie. There we go.
Listen, all I know is I woke up and I thought Travis Kelce was going to strangle me. That's all I know. But that's some nice...
Yeah.
Fluffy foo-foo stuff you just read. That's beautiful stuff.
Transcends time.
You should post that on your Facebook immediately. All right, let's dive into the stuff that is actually trending besides my love life and my dreams. So this Nutella jar is just making so many rounds on the socials because it experienced a milestone on Monday when it floated through NASA's Orion capsule. As the four astronauts reached the farthest distance that humans have ever made it out into space. And there's this video where they're there floating in the capsule all excited. And then out pops a jar of Nutella.
Yeah.
And goes floating by. And that moment went viral on social media like cray cray. They say the viewers are noting that Nutella has traveled farther into space than anyone currently on Earth.
That's funny.
It's the ultimate space ad. And Nutella responded on socials by saying, "We are honored to have traveled farther than any spread in history." That's pretty good. That's
huge.
What great marketing for Nutella.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Which is disgusting.
No, you're crazy.
Nutella is foul and gross.
You're insane.
It surprises me that they brought that up there because that is consistently on the list of some of the worst foods that you can eat.
Oh, yeah. It's bad for you, but
really
it is
bad.
Tasty.
Why did they bring that up there?
Because it's portable. Like, you can, again, it's shelf stable. I see exactly why they brought it up there. And
I guess.
A nice little sweet treat.
Little treat.
Yeah.
You guys were really good. You made it to the moon.
You made it to space.
Crack up some Nutella and get you some of that hazelnut spread.
Me.
Yeah, but just for funsies, go read the ingredients on a jar of Nutella. Just saying.
Get your day going.
Yeah, it's a good read. The Michael Jackson biopic, Michael, had to go underwent $15 million worth of editing and reshoots to remove all reference to the whole molestation scandal.
What?
Which was, that's a huge part
of
him and his history, right?
So they're taking that out of it?
Yeah, so it turns out that Michael's settlement with the alleged victim, Jordan, the kid, included a clause that barred any depiction or mention of Jordan in a movie, and I guess they didn't know that. So now they had to spend $15 million to go back and reshoot all sorts of stuff.
Oh.
You think you would have looked into that before you shot a movie.
Exactly. Well, and this biopic is just having to get over hurdle after hurdle. I mean, between the stuff going on with the family not wanting
Janet's not even in it.
Exactly. And there was a huge fight between the family members because of that.
They reached out to Janet for comment, and she was like, I can't believe it.
This is just the worst thing ever. I tell you what right now.
Make me wanna scream.
I can't believe I'm not even in the movie.
That is how she's.
I'm really pissed off, okay?
That's funny.
That was Janet Jackson. Yes. Thank you very much.
She was mad. I'm mad as hell. Tell you what, I'm not even gonna go see this movie. I lived it, man.
She did. You did, Janet.
I'm gonna tell you right now.
Tell him. Tell him, Janet. Get in their kitchen. Well, calm down, Janet. Calm down. Don't bust a scene. Okay?
What the heck was that?
That's the best Janet Jackson impression you're ever going to hear.
So good.
Thank you very much, everybody. You know what? With that, I'm just going to pass it on.
Okay. On to sports.
Yeah, I got nothing left.
That was a good one. That was a good impression.
So good.
All right, it is the NFL offseason, and there's not much going on except down in Tampa Bay. They had the linemen down there, and they took on an unusual contest where they went against Joey Chestnut in a cake-eating competition and were absolutely dominated.
I think we gave him a run for his money.
Absolutely.
He's a heck of an athlete, man. Yeah. He's the greatest of all time for a reason. They don't call Joey the Jaws Chestnut for no reason.
You're right.
And we saw that firsthand today.
That was impressive.
Legend.
They
that
absolutely
guy's a legend.
They just got destroyed by him. It was four offensive linemen versus Joey Chestnut in a cake eating competition. And in 4 minutes, Joey Chestnut ate almost
five minutes,
I'm sorry. Almost ate 20 pounds of cake.
Oh, gross.
You gained 20 pounds in 5 minutes?
Ugh.
10.5 pieces of cake to the 9.5 pieces from the linebacker. So it was close.
Yeah.
I mean, the competition was
close.
Yeah, but
close. Four guys versus
I
one
know,
man.
I know, that's...
Man, 20 pounds of cake in 5 minutes, huh?
Ugh.
Oh, absolutely
I can't
insane.
Even do that. No, nutty. I know. I
Katie.
Know you're looking at me like
Katie's
that's an
like,
easy
I
cake.
Would never.
I wouldn't. That's...
I've been on this chocolate cake kick. Every night after dinner, I tell my wife, I'm like, do we have any chocolate cake anywhere?
Really?
Like, it's going to magically appear or something. She's like, oh, yes, as a matter of fact, we have chocolate cake in the basement.
Start calling you Bruce from Matilda like that?
Right.
You can do it, Bruce.
I have been I don't know if it's I'm pregnant or what, but man, chocolate cake.
I mean,
or my period. I could be.
It
period.
Could be either one, exactly. Or you just like chocolate cake.
You know what pisses me off is Choclo. Costco discontinued their chocolate cake.
Oh,
that
I
Big
heard.
Mama Jamma.
It's like your
yeah.
favorite.
God, that was a good chocolate cake.
People are mad about that one.
Anyway,
you
go
included.
Ahead. What you got?
Okay, well, people talking about that Central Platte Valley gondola again.
Oh, boy, that's so, all I hear about.
It's the proposed as part of the downtown transit network. So they're going to try and make it easier for people to get in and out of downtown to the central city neighborhoods. So they're going to take it. It goes across I-25, the South Platte River and the railroad tracks, and it would just reduce the time to walk between Lower Highland and Union Station to just 3 minutes. So folks are excited about this, but then there are folks who are like, this is the dumbest thing ever. So we don't know if it's going to get built or not. It's just a proposed project. The city is trying to get people on board with it. How would you guys feel about a gondola flying over downtown Denver to get people in and out of the city?
Yeah, I'm for it. Let's do it.
Are you?
Sounds fun.
Are you down for it?
Yeah. I saw some proposed images and stuff of this, and it looks actually pretty darn neat.
It does look really neat.
It looks really neat.
I mean,
very unique.
The way they were talking about it when they initially told us about the plans, we were like, what? Like, this is a mountain thing. This is what you do in the mountains. This is not a city thing. But you're right. Now that they've got the sketches and you can look at it, it
like, how neat is that? You're going up past the buildings and everything. And,
it looks super neat.
Let's
so,
do it.
Yeah, a lot of people are
starting. How much is it
going to
be? Do we know?
To get on. I think it's, what is it?
Like, to ride. Per ticket.
Oh, I think it's free. I think it's the free gondola. Yeah, it's a free gondola. And I believe it fits six people in there. I mean, again, it's a pretty
sounds
big
like a place
deal.
To urinate after a night of drinking in downtown.
And again, I think a lot of people are trying to, you know, say that that's a reason we don't want it.
Yeah.
But more people will ride it than urinate in it. I think is what
hopefully.
They're trying
I don't know. Like
hopefully.
2 in the morning,
you know what I mean?
You get,
well, it's
you know,
going to be policed, though. It's not just any. You have to, like, go through
there's
a
gonna be
checking
an office.
Process. I think, like,
they're
going
to squeeze your bladder before you get on?
No, but you can't. There's going to be somebody manning the gondolas. It's not going
not
to be
inside
just,
it,
like,
though.
Well, but outside, watching people get on. They're not just going to
Yeah, but they don't know if you're going to get on there and urinate.
Well, I know, but they can tell when you get off, I'm sure, if they go in and look in there and see.
Hey, who urinated?
Listen, if you're having a problem urinating on the gondola, I'm sure you'll be put on a list. Do not allow these people to ride the gondola.
I think it's up there with the light rail where you can urinate and do all sorts of stuff on the light rail and you just get off at the next stop.
Well, I don't know. I think, again, they're trying to police the light rail a lot more, too.
I love you because you are a glass half full kind
of
person.
Trying.
You're like, nobody's going to urinate
on
there.
No, they know better.
Like, there's going to be no needles. There's going to be no
nice
making
things.
Out.
Yeah.
No public indecency or nudity on the gondola.
None of that. None of that.
And I'm like, first thing I do when I get on there is to take my pants off.
What? So you're going to pee on the gondola?
You never know what
why?
The night will bring.
No.
I don't get out a lot, Katie.
This is why we can't have nice
so
things,
So if I get
Jeremy,
out, if we got a sitter for the night, I'm going to tear it up.
It's because of you.
I'm going to make that night last.
Well, you might have to ride it to go downtown to the Paramount because that's where they're going to film an upcoming Netflix special. So Tom Pappas, he is going to be in at the Paramount in October to
That's
tape some
name.
Netflix. Yeah, are you a fan?
Nope.
I wasn't. Okay.
Big name, though.
It is a really big name. So it's Tom's Grateful Bread Tour. And I do love it because he seems to talk a whole lot about food.
My whole day today was spent trying not to eat nachos. That was my whole day. They're bad for me. I shouldn't eat them. And I can't stop. And I ate them again. I ate them again. Gas station nachos today. Oh, back off. Your fancy Cleveland farm-to-table nacho attitude.
Farm to table nachos. Yeah. Silly.
I'd rather urinate on a gondola than go to that.
Two shows are scheduled for the Paramount Theater Saturday, October 24th. So they're going to have one at 6:30 and one at 9. But yeah, dress up all kinds of fancy because you might be on Netflix. That's fun. They're going to film a Netflix special right here in Denver.
Yeah, I like
exciting.
That.
Exciting. Okay, and then one more. Do you want ICP or the top program at CSU?
Oh, CSU for
sure. Yeah, so CSU has the top occupational therapy program in the country.
Yay.
You're looking at being an occupational therapist. It is growing. And again, CSU is the top of the tops. In 2024, it was number 7 in the country. And then last year, it jumped to number 3. And then this year, we did it! Number 1
dun,
in the whole
dun,
country
dun.
For occupational therapy. And, you know, go Rammies.
Go Rammies.
Josh is an alum from
Let's go.
CSU.
How about
so,
that?
Yeah, another Love good it. Look for our state. And another good reason to keep those kids in state when it comes to school. And the tuition. There you go. There's your Mount High Hype.
That's it.
That's it. You want
done.
One more?
No,
you,
I don't.
Okay, fine.
I don't. You're good today. You did real good.
Thank you.
Mix 100.
Yes, it is. Adored by many. 303-691. One mix. 303-691-1649 is the phone number that you need to call right now to play Fast Five. Side note, had a ton of people reach out yesterday that said they would love to hear the audio of our winner again from yesterday.
Oh, it was so sweet.
Which turned really sweet. Was it Jen? Was that
Jen
her name?
And her son, Benjamin.
Benjamin,
yes.
Who was in the service. And there was crying. It was very heartfelt.
Yeah.
One of the best Fast Five contestants we've had, and it brought a lot of people tears of joy,
yeah,
actually.
It
so
sure did.
What we're going to do is we're going to try to pull that video off of our YouTube feed, and we'll get that posted later today.
Perfect.
A lot of people want to see that again, so that'll be coming up. If you want to follow us, Jeremy, Katie, Josh on Facebook and Instagram. But right now, if you want to play today's Fast Five, 303-691-1649. I'll get you in the studios, especially if you've never played before. We'll get you on the air, and I'll start a 10-second timer and toss you a category, and within 10 seconds, you got to give me 5 things that have to do with that category. You think you can do that? You've never played before? Call us, 303-691-1649. Give us some examples of ones we've done in the past.
Okay, you've
Katrina.
Asked for things like 5 things that you would find in a shower. 10
yeah.
seconds, go. Also, 5 different kinds of tacos. That was one of my favorites.
Oh.
And yes, Jen was the big winner yesterday, and you so lovingly asked her to name 5 things that she loves about her son, Benjamin. And that was part of the heartfelt awesomeness.
And then we all cried.
Yeah, we did. We tears of joy, but there was
God,
a
I
lot
held it back.
Of them. Yeah,
I held it
yeah.
back. Want to play? Come on, we would love to meet you. Let's have a good time. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. What are we playing for?
You're winning some tickets to the award-winning Broadway musical Hell's Kitchen, and that is created and inspired by 17-time Grammy Award-winning Alicia Keys. So, yeah, a great prize up for grabs today when you win Fast Five.
I like her.
I do, too.
She's really good. Yeah. All right, guys, if you get placed on hold, do not hang up. Our producer, Josh, he's in the next room. He's getting you guys handled, getting you put on hold, so do not hang up. 303-691-1649. We got Erica to start things off. Hi, Erica.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hey. What are you doing?
Hey.
School drop off.
Nice. You want to give your kiddos a shout out?
Yeah, kids, you want to say hi? I have Davion and Liliana.
Oh, hey guys.
Really pretty names. Hi, kiddos.
Oh, it's so sweet.
So cute. What are you doing after you drop the kids off, Erica?
And then I have two more to drop off.
Oh, good Lord.
Lots of kiddos to drop off today.
What are you doing after you drop them off?
I am going to the Nuggets game tonight.
You are?
Ooh, hey.
Yeah.
Wow. Good for you. I hear they're pretty good.
I've heard the same from you guys.
Going for 10 in a row tonight.
Woo-hoo!
Okay.
You're right, Katie?
Let's go, Nuggets!
Katie turns into a little choo-choo train when we talk about the Nuggets.
I do. Woo-hoo!
All right, Erica, let's do some Fast Five with you. I'm going to give you an actor. Give me five movies he's been in. No sequels, okay? Can't name sequels.
Okay.
Ten seconds. Give me five Robert Pattinson movies. Go.
Ooh. Twilight.
Yep.
Batman.
You bet.
Come on. That's all I know.
And many more. Many more. I'm not going to give you.
I thought you were going to say Robin Williams at first. I was excited.
Oh,
I could have done that all day.
That's a good one, too.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah.
Erica, darn it, you didn't get it, but it was really nice talking to you. Have fun at the game.
Thank you.
Later. Bye, Erica.
Later, Gary.
Go Nuggets.
We got a Brit. Hi, Brittany.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, girl. Hey. Are you going to the Nuggets game, too?
I am. She copied me. I feel like I got to pick something different to talk about.
Oh, that's all right. You want to hear Katie sound like a choo-choo train again? Do it, Katie.
Hey, woohoo!
Yeah, there you go. That's
maybe Nikola Jokic will put up another triple-double. He's just averaging them this season. No big deal.
Yeah.
No big deal.
I hear he's pretty good.
He's amazing.
I mean,
MVP.
He is.
MVP. Don't you get me going, Jerry.
Do you know that we know him?
You know him?
We know the Joker. Him. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
All right, here you go. How about that, huh?
Well, good job. I feel like that's an impression, though. You did that, Jeremy. Not really him.
That would be a good impression for you to master.
I don't think I could pull that one off. We know Jamal Murray as well. Did
we
you know
do.
That?
Yeah.
No, hey, but my son just got a really cool jersey of him.
All right, he'll like this. Listen to this.
27.
Okay, go.
Yay!
So if you weren't aware, Brittany, we're actually owned by Kroenke, by KSE. So we fall under the Kroenke umbrella. So we do a lot with the Nuggets and the Avs and the Rapids and all that. So we have access to that kind of stuff.
We do. We cornered him at the Christmas party and got all those.
Yeah, somebody shoved a mic in his face and said, hey, say something about JKJ. All right, Britt, enough about us. Let's do some Fast Five with you. In 10 seconds, give me five local Denver forecasters, weather people.
Oh.
Go.
Okay. Kathy Sabin.
Yeah.
Lisa Hidalgo.
You bet.
The cute Danielle Grant.
Yeah.
Oh,
you did pretty good. You got three.
Oh, I love that you said the cute Danielle Grant. I love her.
Kai Kai on Fox.
She's so cute.
Or
Kai
Kai.
So and my personal favorite, Dave Frazier.
Dave Frazier.
Oh, yeah. I was going to kick it old school, but I couldn't think of Mike Nelson.
Like old school. Yeah, Mike Nelson would have worked. Yeah. He was a legend.
Give Chris Bianchi a shout.
He's no
out
Dave
here.
Frazier, though. Dave Frazier gets in your face and tells you about that snowstorm coming. He'll punch you right in the face. Dave Frazier is the taking names. Britt, you have a great day. You're a lot of fun.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Bye,
okay, bye.
Go Nuggets.
Go Nuggets. Rich.
Hello.
Rich,
hi.
Please. What are you doing?
Dropping the kids off at school.
All right. Well, give them a shout out, dude.
It's Matthew and Elizabeth. Say hi.
Hi.
Hi, kiddos.
Hi.
Have a good day at school. Learn lots and lots and lots.
Yeah.
Have fun at recess. What are you doing?
My son loves Fast Five. He plays it all day long.
Oh, he's a smart kid.
Yeah, he is.
We're still trying to piece together a kid's version. Katie hasn't come up with a prize yet, so.
Sorry.
That's why we haven't done it.
I'm slacking.
Yeah.
We'll get her done, though.
What's new?
I promise.
Oh, he'll be the first one to try.
Yeah. Well, good. We'll get that lined up in
we'll
2 or 3
Matthew.
Years once Katie gets that.
No, stop. Sorry, I'm working on it.
Maybe 4 years. We don't know. Okay, so Rich, no help from the kids, okay? No cheating.
Okay.
Your letter is P, like poo-poo. Pee-pee, all right?
Okay.
10 seconds. Give me 5 different drinks that start with that letter P. Go!
Pineapple juice.
Yep.
Pop.
Sure. Come on.
This is so much harder.
Dude. Oh, man.
So many. There's a ton. I'm going to hold on to that. I might reuse it.
Okay.
Buddy, it was nice talking to you and your kiddos. Have a great day.
All right. You too. Say bye.
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 Bye, Matthew and Elizabeth. Oh, they're so cute.
Who's been holding the longest? We got, I think Danielle's been on there for a while. Hi, Danielle.
Hello, how are you?
Well, we're super dupes. How are you?
I'm so good. I'm so excited to be on the show.
Well, we're happy to have
Yay!
You. Are you a first timer?
I actually was on your show when I was a kid for the Mind Bender.
Oh, wow. So you've been listening.
Win,
you've been listening a long time.
Yes, I have.
Wow. Well, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. What are you doing today? Anything fun?
I'm a stay-at-home mom, so I'm with my baby girl, Faith, and my husband. He listens to the show all the time. Shout out to Evan.
Hi, Evan.
Yay. Yeah.
He's a good guy, that Evan. Good guy. So stay-at-home mom, what's for dinner tonight? What are you making?
I'm going to be making some Greek chicken. It should be pretty good.
Oh.
Like tomatoes and olives.
Kalamata olives on it.
Yes, you know it.
Oh.
My mouth is watering. I love Greek chicken.
Why don't you leave your husband and I'll come move in with you?
You're speaking his language. Danielle, careful. Yeah. He's going to come over. You won't be able to get rid of him.
She's like awkward giggling. Awkward
I know.
Giggling.
She's like, please don't come over.
Please leave my family alone. All right. Yep, there it is. Danielle, are you ready to play Fast Five?
I am ready.
All right, my friend. In 10 seconds, give me 5 famous billionaires. Go.
Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, Steve Jobs, Katy Perry, and Taylor Swift.
All right, hold on. You said Katy Perry and who?
Taylor Swift.
Let's check on Katy Perry's status. I don't think she is a billionaire yet. I know Tay-Tay is.
She is? Yeah, okay. Taylor Swift is a billionaire. Katy Perry.
Katy Perry's net worth. Hey, Alexa. We need an Alexa in here.
Not a billionaire.
Not a billionaire.
Between 360 and 400 million. Oh,
she's got a ways to go, Danielle. She's got a ways to go.
Man, you got 4.
Ah!
Okay.
So close. Nice meeting you. Enjoy your little Greek chicken tonight.
Yes.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Nice to meet you guys. Have a good one.
Bye.
We need a winner, Jeremy.
Emily, will you hurry up and win this stupid game?
Hey. I would love to win.
Okay. I want you to win. Okay, now's the point in the show where I start repeating them. Your letter is P, like poo-poo pee-pee. In 10 seconds, 5 drinks that start with the letter P. Go.
Pina colada, pop, pineapple juice, pog, pineapple jarritos, pineapple orange juice.
pineapple mixes will work.
Papaya smoothie, pumpkin, Pepsi, mm-hmm. Pumpkin spice latte.
Yes, so many.
It doesn't matter. You know what? You kind of rigged it there, but you won.
Yeah, you did.
Just put pineapple in front of everything.
It works.
They were still drinks, guys.
Hey, I drink them, Emily.
Exactly. I love pineapple orange. That's my favorite orange.
Oh, it's one of the best.
Right?
Yeah.
Emily, you won Fast Five today.
Woo-hoo!
Woo-hoo! Well, we're going to send you off to the DCPA, a night out, courtesy of Jeremy and Katie and Josh. So you go have some fun, all right?
awesome. And can I do a quick shout out to my son?
No,
who's
I'm
dropping him off. And
no,
he's
I'm
the one
sorry.
Who makes me call in.
No, nope, I'm sorry.
Absolutely, you can. Go ahead, Emily.
Do it.
Yes, you can.
Do it.
Okay. Riley, he's in first grade, and he's amazing.
Oh, little Ry-Ry.
Riley. Have a great day, Riley.
Go kick some butt, buddy.
I will.
Okay. I will.
So cute.
So good. All right, Emily, speaking of our producer, Josh, he's in the next room. I'm going to put you on hold. He'll be the next person you talk to, and he'll give you all the details on the prize, all right?
Thank you so much. Have a good day, y'all.
You as well, Emily. That's how it's done, you guys, bringing smiles, laughs. Laughs and prizes, courtesy of Fast Five, and we'll play it again tomorrow morning, 7:30, right here at Mix 100.
Mix 100.
Over the, many, many months that this show has been together, we give a lot of crap to Katie's daughter,
Baby Nana.
She even has her own little song. Hey, 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 baby.
Baby Nana.
Actually came from one of our listeners.
Yeah, she loves that song, too,
well,
by the
what's
way.
The Na up to now?
Okay, so when she drives home from work, I always get to chat with her on the phone. It's like my favorite hour of the day, right? So she takes a different way home because she wants to avoid the roundabout. She hates roundabouts with a passion, and it's because she says when she goes up to them, it just confuses her immediately. She has no idea what to do. I know, Josh. I see your face right now, and that's exactly I was very stern, like, honey,
are you
baby
kidding
Nana,
me?
Roundabouts are very easy, but I came in here and talked to you about it, Jeremy, and you were also like, roundabouts, I hate that.
I hate the roundabout. Yeah. It's the worst parking or driving structure ever invented.
Yeah.
I hate the roundabout.
And it's because people are so unsure, so they get up to the roundabout where you're not supposed to stop.
They seize up. They freak out.
And they hesitate. It's just so concerning the way everybody reacts to the roundabout. And so
that's the thing. You're supposed to just keep moving.
Yeah,
keep
constant
moving,
flow.
Keep
yeah.
moving. But everyone breaks.
See, and I like the roundabout because it's kind of fun. Right? Like, I think it's a fun way
okay.
to drive.
All
right.
So I
enjoy it. But anyway, talking to the baby Nana, I'm like, so, you know, if you come across a roundabout, what do you do? Why is it so confusing to you? And these are her exact words. And I had to stop because she said, well, Mom, what I do is I get up to the roundabout. And then I clench my butthole, I close my eyes, and I pray.
And she just guns it?
And she guns it every time.
What a filthy mouth she has.
I know, but still, like, that is her process. That is her mind. The
this
way
is why there's so many
works.
Crashes at the
I know, and I was like, honey, first of all, don't close your eyes ever when you drive, right? Like,
right. That's not... And relax your booty.
Yeah,
it's going to be fine.
It's going to be just fine.
You're going to hurt yourself.
Her exact words were just that, and it made me laugh so hard. But then I quickly got into mom mode and said, do not close your eyes when you're going through
no,
the roundabout.
Why is
the
she
last
doing
thing
that?
You want to do, it freaks her out so much that she just says it is a Jesus take the wheel kind of moment. And she hopes she gets to the other side of that roundabout unscathed. And I'm
she's
just like
the people that I yell at
I
when
know.
I get to the roundabout.
Oh, I know. And she is this. I have to remember when I was teaching the Nana how to drive, we were just going around like a circle, right? Like it was a okay. road that was like around a house. And so we were just going around the same road.
Yep.
Trying to teach her the ins and outs of driving. And we get to this boulder that's, I don't know, probably about the size of a microwave, right? And we get up to it, and she's like, so I can just run over that thing, right? And I was like, oh, gosh.
Close your
like,
eyes and pray. Go for it, honey.
Know, yeah.
Although
it.
She learned from
Close
you, and you are by
eyes.
Far the worst driver I've ever
no,
experienced
I'm
in
not.
My life.
That's such
I've watched
fiction.
You blow through stop signs.
No, you haven't.
You speed.
That's a parking lot stop sign.
Nah,
it doesn't count.
Yeah, see?
It doesn't count.
For all of you
at
thinking I'm making this
morning.
Up.
Like, it does not count.
What about 11 when we're leaving the station?
It's a parking lot stop sign.
And there's two
count.
Of them that you blow through
it
in a Home
count.
Depot parking
because
area.
Because there's nobody
Never
there.
Never mind. It doesn't matter.
Come on.
So I hate the roundabout mostly because of your daughter.
And, and people
you know,
like
she's
her.
She's not the only one. Yeah. Nobody knows how to use the roundabout.
No.
There's one down by me that they had to like do major modifications to because the amount of people that just went straight.
Yeah.
And they were like essentially jumping the middle no. part of the roundabout.
That's Katie.
They were hitting it. They were ramping it, going up and over. And it happened. I mean, there was a post every day on Nextdoor about somebody jumping the roundabout because they just had no idea how to do it.
Jesus, take the wheel.
And the second is, man, I don't know who designed it, but there's a Home Depot down by me, and they just did major reconstruction on the roads. Get this. You thought the single roundabout was bad?
Oh,
this
double.
One has double
yes.
roundabouts, and you've got to pay close attention because a couple of them send you off onto the highway.
Yeah.
They send you off onto 470.
Oh, yeah.
And then another one will send you down like a frontage road. And yeah. There's been so many people that just stop and they have no idea what to do. And then then it just backs everything up.
Yeah.
And the second horrible thing about the double roundabout right outside of Home Depot, they did not think this through. You got these dudes that roll in there in their pick-em-up trucks, you know, leaving with 52x4s,
oh, yeah.
Drywall, you name it, sticking out of their truck.
Yeah.
And they go to have to do double roundabouts with all that stuff. The amount of times I've seen stuff flipped out onto the road because they're taking the roundabout too fast with their load, and it's all over the road.
Yeah.
I'm like, why? Who designed this?
No, and they say that roundabouts are supposed to help with the flow of traffic and make things easier. And I've never seen them make things easier. And in fact, yeah, I come across this a lot where people just don't even know how to operate in them.
It's panic mode for a lot of people. Such panic mode. And that's why I hate them. There's got to be a better way.
Yeah.
How is her driving record, though? Is she pretty?
She's great.
So she's good. This is just the one little thing.
Yeah, like the roundabout is the one thing that she just doesn't. Like, again, when she wants to like get in front of somebody, she doesn't cut them off. And for the longest time, she would say, excuse me, bestie. Excuse me, bestie. So she's very nice to other drivers. Not like me.
Does she say that when she rear ends them and T-bones them?
Again, she's never been in that situation.
Sorry,
she's a good
bestie,
driver.
My eyes were closed. Roundabouts are the worst. LOL, OMG.
Yeah.
Oh, bless her heart.
Oh, no.
Mix 100.
Now, speaking of flights and getting on an airplane, Katie had a funny observation with one of our coworkers recently.
Yeah, well, I was in the kitchen and somebody came up to me and they're like, Katie, what are you doing here at 11:30 in the morning? All the other morning shows are drunk by now.
Yeah, it's true.
It really is.
We immediately leave the radio station and get drunk.
Well, we have a different schedule than most people, know? And so, like, our noon is really 9 o'clock. So we just got to thinking and, you know, we started talking about where it is completely acceptable to be drunk by 9, 10 o'clock in the morning. And one of the things that came up was a plane, right? Like, people, especially if you're afraid of flying, mm-hmm. I know a lot of people who go to the bar, tip a few back before they get on the plane, then they just pass out in their seat so they don't have to experience any of it. You know?
I hate flying. Yeah. I am not a fan. And yeah, like I would go straight to the bar probably.
Yeah.
And get my drink on.
Absolutely.
So that is a funny observation. We are going to open up the phone lines. Would love your calls and comments. This is just silly. And our office is better than your office. Because this is what we talk about.
This is what
we're
get
here.
To do.
When is it appropriate to be drunk? At 9 a.m., 10 a.m.,
yeah.
Where can you be drunk? And everyone's like, ah, it's fine.
It's totally fine.
Sound off. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Phone lines are wide open.
Uh-huh.
This isn't difficult.
Oh,
and
no.
It's just so silly.
And
why do I feel like you were consistently the drunk one on the plane?
Yeah. It's so funny. Like, when I did partake, that's one place I always had to before I got on the plane. I'm a nervous flyer. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a nervous flyer. That's a way to put it. So I would go and hang out for a couple hours in a bar before I went and got on a plane. And, you know, I'd eat something and stuff too. So there'd be, you know, a little bit of lollydagging. But I don't know. I think that the plane is a good place for you to tip them on back. And
typically, that's like the start of a vacation or something, too. Typically.
Exactly.
Unless you're like on a business trip.
Yeah, even
I got to fly into Salt Lake.
Yes.
Get me some shots.
Even if it's not you being afraid, like you just getting things going, that's also a really good reason. You just have to make sure you can walk on the plane.
There
and
is
you're
that.
Good. You
just stumble on. Yeah. So where can you be drunk at 9, 10 a.m. and it's perfectly fine? 303-691-1649. Mine is a simple one-word answer, Iowa.
Yeah.
I got a lot of family out in Iowa, and you know, when we are out there, it's not unusual to walk down, you know, from your bedroom at the in-laws' house, and they're cracking open a Bud Light at 9 a.m., getting ready to start the day in Iowa.
And do they do it just while you're there, or that's just Iowa living?
Well, it could be. Maybe her family has a drinking problem.
Yeah. A little bit of both.
No, I feel like that's a little bit of all of Iowa.
Yeah.
You know, you're just out, you know, in the field all day. So you're like, well, might as well get drunk. The second location I think where it'd be perfectly fine to be drunk at 9 a.m. is if you are throwing a yard sale, garage sale type situation. When you're having to deal with the public for the entire day, You got all your stuff out. You're going to be sitting there in your garage for 8 hours. I think I'm going to crack a cold one open away at 10 a.m.
You probably want to hide it, though, so you know what
I
mean?
Yeah, I don't hide it.
By 11:30, he's like, just take it.
No, that's the thing. That's the best part about it, because by 11, you're like, just make me an offer. And then all your crap is gone by the end of the day.
I'll pay you to take it, actually.
That's good. I like it.
Hi, Amelia. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you. Thank you for calling. So when is it perfectly fine to be drunk at 9 a.m.?
Come on. Any brunch.
Any brunch?
Bachelorette brunch. I'm a brunchaholic.
Amelia, I feel like you're drunk right now.
I'm a mimosa mama.
Are you?
Get it, Amelia. Yeah.
You might need to call a hotline.
I like
today.
I like tequila toast.
He's got all kinds of them.
Dang,
I do.
How about whiskey? Are you a whiskey girl, too?
Oh, you know what?
What?
Why not?
Why not?
Whiskey woman, let's go.
It's 8:38. You better get on it so you can be tanked by 9, all right?
All right.
All right, so brunch. We're just going to add brunch to the list. Brunch.
That's a good
love
one.
It, love it. This coming Saturday, I'll be doing it.
It's time.
I love it,
doctor's
Amelia.
Orders.
Yeah.
All right, Amelia. We're going to let you and your liver go enjoy your morning, all right?
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, Amelia.
Shannon.
Yeah, hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, when is it perfectly fine to be tanked by 9 a.m.?
I'm not a big drinker, but my kids' soccer tournaments and baseball tournaments, I'm done. I get pop me a beer.
Yeah, I've been to a lot of those, and yeah, there's typically a dad there with a cooler on wheels.
Uh-huh. Definitely.
And you know, by 9:30, he's handing out the natty lights.
Oh yeah, all the parents just getting down. Well, we start with, you know, something easy, and then by the end of the day, we're just all done.
Something easy, like a Truly.
Yeah, like a White Claw.
There you go.
Maybe you bring some mimosas to start with.
Yeah.
There you go.
Then you work your way up.
And by the end of the day, it's moonshine.
Shots.
That's right.
Forget
maybe
you
Bailey's
even have
in
kids.
The coffee.
Oh, yeah. Go play your soccer. Mommy's drunk.
Yeah.
Go play your little game, okay?
It helps the day go by faster.
Yeah. That's funny, Shannon.
That's
and you nailed
stuff.
It. You totally nailed it. Thank you for the call today.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Bye. And Josh, you had a good one in regards to sports, too.
Well, yeah, golf courses. I mean, you got to be tanked at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Come on.
They make those special the golf sticks that you can pee in. What are the golf sticks? What are the, putter? A club?
That is not.
I don't think that's what you
call it. Golf stick. You've never seen the golf stick you can pee in?
I haven't. Are you not being joking?
How do I know this and you're the sports guy?
Well, because there's a whole field, the whole place is your urinal.
No. You got to get the golf stick that you can pee in. You like unscrew the top and you can, you know.
I've seen those for beer to bring your own alcohol.
No, I've seen the ones you can pee in too.
That's
brilliant. Right into it.
That's brilliant.
I love how you called it a golf
stick. It's the golf stick.
It's a Euro club, is what it is. A discreet portable urinal designed for male golfers.
Thank you.
So you are right. It's an actual golf club urinal.
That's why I don't play golf.
That's so funny. I had no idea.
Heard of that.
Jeremy knowing something about sports.
I told you.
Pretty
tapped in. I'm tapped into the golf sticks.
Tap.
Just tap
like
it in. Tap it in.
Nutella made history during the Artemis II moon mission. Unexpected milestone on Monday when it floated through NASA's Orion capsule as the four astronauts reached the farthest distance humans have ever traveled into space. There it was. There's the video. There's the astronauts floating around and then... There goes a big old jar of Nutella floating by.
I love how you call it Nutella.
It's Nutella.
I call it Nutella.
Oh, yeah, Nutella. You're probably right.
Yeah,
it is Nutella.
You see the way you say Nutella. Nutella. It's pretty fun, though. You make it more fun.
It really is.
You fun it up.
It's not like that old old Nutella.
It's that Nutella.
It's Nutella. How do you say it?
Nutella.
It's Nutella.
Just Nutella.
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 It is Nutella. Maybe I'll just call it Nutella.
Please
Nut
don't.
Ella.
That's Nut way worse.
Ella now.
You're not making it better.
People are calling it the ultimate space ad, the greatest product placement in history. Nutella responded on social saying it was honored to have traveled further than any other spread in history. Good job, Nutella. I'm surprised that they brought that up there. I feel like they'd want to keep the astronauts healthy. And Nutella is consistently on every list of the worst foods you can eat.
Well, but it's shelf stable.
It's up there with Oreos and Teddy Grahams.
It's portable, and dang, is it tasty.
Is oh, it? I've never been a fan.
I love it. I love that hazelnut flavor, though. Like the Ferrero Rocher candies are my favorite. So I love hazelnut, and that's all Nutella is.
Rocher?
Ferrero Rocher.
It's Rocher.
And the now you're one saying with the that. Nutella yeah. in it.
Nutella.
Nutella.
We are professionals, people. Don't try
sure
this at home.
Are.
We talk for a living. How about this guy? This is a guy that you should have married, Katie. His name is Brownie.
Love him already.
Going viral on the old Tiki-Talkie because dude went through a McDonald's drive-thru, ordered an Egg McMuffin, and then he ordered 11 big breakfasts with hotcakes, those big meals that they have,
yeah.
11 of them. And people are saying this guy is rude, he's a jerk, and that should have been an inside order.
No.
You don't do that through the drive-thru.
You don't.
And it was funny because the kid taking the order was shocked, first of all, and then he had to get manager approval for that many hotcakes through the drive-thru.
Why?
Here's the audio.
I'm going to serve you today. I need Egg McMuffin, and I need 11 big breakfasts with the hotcakes.
You said 11 big breakfasts with hotcakes?
11, yes.
All right, just a warning, that will take probably a while.
Well, I got 8 hungry kids at the house, so yeah, that's cool, bro.
Give me a second, I need manager approval.
Need manager approval.
Anything else you do today?
No, that'll be it, man.
Alright, you're looking at 83-34 at the next window.
83, okay, thanks, guy.
Was he smoking a pack while he was in line? I think it was probably because they thought maybe it was like a hoax. You do the order and then you take off. You know, so it's like, we got to get approval for this.
It just blows my mind that they've never came across 11 breakfast meals. I remember
what
going through the
drive ordering?
When I was a kid and we go through the drive-thru, McDonald's had 4 hamburgers for $1. And I'm not kidding. My mom would order 40 hamburgers.
Yeah, I mean, we've gone
in
through
the drive-thru
with the SUV full of kids,
right,
you know. Yeah, and you make a big order
this
and
is what
life
you
goes
do.
On.
And they tell you, could you please go ahead to that first parking spot so we can
exactly.
get everybody else's food out and that it doesn't get cold and we work on your order.
Yep.
Like, there's ways you do it. This shocked me that made this order person so upset that he ordered 11 big breakfasts.
I'm more shocked that he spent $83.34 at Mickey D's.
Well, things are expensive.
And I also want you to go today, Katie, and recreate this order and film it.
I should.
With the same voice.
I gotta get there before 10:30.
I'd like 11 big breakfasts with hotcake meals.
Hey, don't you forget the Egg McMuffin. You know that's dad's.
It's like one meal. All right. The Michael Jackson biopic, Michael, it had to go through $15 million worth of editing and reshoots because they had to remove all the references to the whole molestation scandal that Michael went through, which is a huge part of his career and life. They had to remove it all. Now, it turns out that Michael's settlement with the alleged victim, his name was Jordan, included a clause that barred any depiction or mention of Jordan in a movie. You think they would have maybe looked into that before they started shooting this movie?
I mean, the drama behind making this movie is a movie in itself.
Mm-hmm.
It really
There's been
is.
A lot.
There's been so much drama with the family and now this and
Yeah, cost him $15 million now to go back and reshoot a bunch of stuff. And then they say Janet's not even in it.
No,
Janet Jackson.
They got in a huge fight with Janet over
not
the
in
whole
it.
Thing when they had the viewing party for the family. But here, I will tell you what. With everything going on, it makes me want to watch this biopic
Same.
Even Does. More.
Unless you're Janet Jackson.
Yeah, she's probably not going to watch
she's
it.
Like, I'm not going to watch it. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm not going to watch it.
Tell him, Janet.
I'm not even in this movie.
Just stand up and say it with
I'm
your whole chest.
I'm standing
Janet.
Right now. I'm standing right now. I'm not going to watch the movie. I'm not even in it. I'm taking it. Michael. I'm gonna tell you right now. I'm mad as hell.
Yeah, you are.
I'm mad as hell.
You should be.
I'm mad as hell.
Girl, say it.
I am mad as hell.
A little bit louder.
I'm not gonna watch that movie yet.
Scream it from the mountaintops, Janet.
I'm not gonna watch that movie. I'm not even in my way. I want to do it. Thank you.
Official statement from Janet Jackson. Yeah.
Love you, Janet.
I love you too, King. Thank you very much. Do we have sports stuff?
We do. This is really cool. The Utah Mammoth, which are the rivals of the Colorado Avalanche.
Like that,
we don't like them, but they did something very interesting. Janet, quiet. They did something very interesting last night. They unveiled the new Zamboni that they have that cleans the ice in between periods, and it's called the Zamoth because it is now shaped like a woolly mammoth. So the whole thing comes out, and they debuted it last night around the ice as it looks with these two huge tusks, a trunk. Katie, look at this thing.
That's just kind of amazing.
It's really
cool. Still
don't
like the Utah Mammoth, but
I hate the mammoth, but what they really did, neat. I've never seen someone design a Zamboni to be something different than what it is.
Yeah, and it the all mascot just looks like a square. Of your team.
It's
super smart.
Pretty impressive. And the name, the Zamoth, Zamboni and Mammoth put together, come
doesn't
on.
Get better than that.
That's kind of cool.
My goodness.
I kind of like it.
Still don't like that mammoth. Yeah.
Janet. Janet, what do you think of the Zamoth?
It's dumb. I thought Janet don't like it. Okay, does Janet like the Colorado Rockies?
Yeah, kind
of. Do you? She's alone on that because Monday night, the Colorado Rockies, they won, but no one was really there to see it. So the team's reporting that Monday night's attendance was the lowest in franchise history outside of the COVID years. Just over 16,300 fans were at Coors Field. That's not good. That's not a good look for the team. But it is kind of a good look for the fans because we've been calling for this for years. I mean, if you want to see a change, you got to stop going to the games. And they didn't go Monday night.
My wife wants to take the kids out there because we've never taken them down to Coors Field. I was like, wait till midseason. And at some point, they're just going to open up the gates and let you walk in.
They may pay
you.
It's
not even going to cost us anything.
Yeah. They'll pay you to go. Please come.
Yeah, exactly. So go Rockies. We still love you, but not a good mark. Can I say ICP? He's coming to town just real quick for all the Juggalo fans out there.
If you want.
September 12th at Mission Ballroom.
Definitely our audience.
Come on. Well, no.
Insane Clown Posse.
There's some Juggalos
loves
out JKJ.
There.
Oh, dude, come on. Zoe's dad was a huge ICP fan, and I know
that
there's a big crowd of them in the Mile High City. So I just wanted to point out they're back on tour, coming to town September 12th, Mission Ballroom. You're welcome. And we all... Okay, let's get to something people are really talking about, huh? Okay. The Central Platte Valley Gondola. This has been in the news for a few months now, but now they're proposing it as part of that downtown transit network. So what it's going to do is really transform the way people move between the downtown core and the central city neighborhood. So the way they envision it is it's going to ride across I-25 and the South Platte River and then over the railroad tracks.
That's fun.
And it's going to make it between Union Station and Lower Highland. That walk's only going to be 3 minutes from Union Station all the way to the Lower Highland area. So it's going to be walkable access to the Sunnyside and Highland neighborhoods. And it's so funny. If you're reading these stories online right now, it is pretty split on how people are thinking about this. One, it would be awesome to have a gondola service in our downtown area that shuttles people across the downtown specter. Now,
safe and convenient, it
sounds like.
Safe
and convenient, but there's a lot of things that could happen, right?
I have a few ideas.
A few too many beers in you.
You're going to urinate all over the inside of that thing.
People taking advantage of it. It always happens. So hopefully they're able to police that a little bit more and it won't be a problem.
Once you're up there, 2 a.m., you're leaving the bars or whatever, you're going to pee all over the inside of that gondola.
Okay, I've left bars plenty of times when I've been out hanging out downtown.
Oh,
and
I urinated everywhere.
Never did I want to just urinate everywhere.
It's like the light rail. You go on there and you urinate.
Just an uncontrollable feeling comes over you.
Like,
you can't handle yourself.
It's like when you're in the shower. You're like, I got to go.
Wait a minute.
And you just
no,
pee in the shower.
See,
you're going to pee all over the gondola.
You can hold it. Like, that's an option.
Not when you're tanked at 2 a.m.
You can hold it. You can
leaving.
Still hold it.
What's down there? I don't even know what's down there. Sports Column, did they close down?
They did, yeah. So you're not for
Lodos,
it,
are they still there?
I think Lodos is there.
Giggling Grizzly?
Blake Street Tavern's coming back. It's called something different,
but it's coming back.
Cooperstown,
Tavern
is that still
on
down
Blake?
There?
Whiskey Row?
There's plenty of reasons that
and
we
you're
want
have
this to happen.
And you're going to have people doing the nasty.
And that's it.
You're going to do the nasty
you're gonna, but
up there.
Totally illegal. All these things are illegal. So if you do
what's
them and
you
get caught, getting caught, that's a felony. Be doing that outside.
You got to do it on the sly.
Like, if you get caught, no.
Challenge accepted.
No, Jerry, no, that's not the challenge you want. No.
I'm going to go down and get
hold
drunk on
back.
Purpose just to go on the gondola no. and urinate and make out with somebody.
Wow. And there's your Mile High High.
What do you think about that, Janet?
No.
She's got the mic, the moxie, and a brain full of Dr. Phil reruns.
She's on me like a duck on a June bug.
But can you take down Katie in pop culture smackdown?
This is Katie Crush.
Ooh, it certainly is. It looks like Casey made it through this morning. Hi, Casey.
Good morning.
Well, good morning to you, you little ray of sunshine. What are you doing today?
I'm so excited. I have the day off, so I just got done with the dog park, and I'm avoiding chores by talking to you all.
Yay! I love that. Why do you have the day off?
Just my normal day off.
Oh, okay. What do you do for a living?
I'm a retail manager.
Oh.
Enjoy that day off. Then.
What retail?
Yes. Oh,
what retail?
Will.
What retail?
Big tech company.
Big tech. Amazon.
No, might be with a That's fruit, maybe, or something like that.
Oh, Apple!
Yes.
You might have it in your back pocket.
Yes!
You get out of my back pocket, Casey.
I do love your products, though. So
yeah, what location are you at?
At Flatiron.
Oh, okay. Nice. Excellent. Well, enjoy your day off, sweet Casey.
Thank you.
Do you have kiddos or anything? You married?
I do. Two little ones, and I am.
Two littles. Do you want to give your family a shout out? We'll make this a podcast.
Oh my God, I love this. Hi, Dom. Hi, JoJo. Hi, Cole.
Hi, cute little family.
Are they all off at school and working?
They are, yes.
So you really do have the day to yourself.
Good for you.
I do. So, yeah, I love it.
Excellent.
Well, let's play some Katie Crush. I'm going to give you and Katie the same five pop culture trivia questions. Best out of five wins. Ties go to Katie because she made up the rules. Katie, anything you want to say to Casey?
Oh, no. Good luck. I hope we can add to your amazing day. But I will bring it, Casey, just so you know.
I love it. Love it.
One of these days, I want you to go, I'm going to kick your butt.
No.
You're so friendly
never.
All the time.
I could never. But
Casey,
luck.
Now you be the mean one and tell Katie to leave the studio.
Katie, would you mind leaving?
Oh, I sure will, Casey.
For God's sake. Pretty
good
please
luck,
with a cherry on top.
We got this.
All right, get out of here. Get out of here. Okay, she's running out, Casey. She goes into a room that's soundproof. She can't hear anything. I come up with the questions, so there's no cheating. I'll give you the questions, and then we'll find out if you're right or wrong once we bring Katie back into the studio, okay?
Sounds awesome.
It is awesome. All right, here's your first question for the crush. What was the name of the hot teacher in the movie Billy Madison?
Veronica.
No cheating. You better not be Googling.
No, I had to think of the song he sings.
That's right. Good job. All right, here's your second question. What makeup company has been making their customers sell their stuff for over 60 years, and they even have parties dedicated to it?
Mary Kay.
M to the K. Here's your third question. What online game started in 2005 had players create penguin avatars that explored, played mini games, and socialized in a snowy, Arctic-themed world? That's a long question.
That is a long question, and I played it.
Oh,
why can't I think? Let's just go with Penguin Island.
Penguin Island. Sounds like a dating show or something. All right, here's your fourth question for Katie Crush. What Disney movie brought us the characters Charlie Conway and Gordon Bombay?
Up.
Up? All right, I'll put you down for up. And your fifth and final question, what is the name of Morty's sister on the show Rick and Morty?
Samantha. Oh, that was rough.
Yeah, you kind of seized up on those last two, but tell you what.
Oh, my gosh.
What was the name of the hot teacher in the movie Billy Madison?
Veronica Vaughn. Yeah, that Veronica Vaughn.
That yes. Veronica Vaughn is one nice piece of
yeah.
Casey, you said Veronica.
Hey.
Second question. What makeup company has been making their customers sell their stuff for about 60 years, and they even have parties dedicated to it?
Like Mary Kay parties?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, yeah.
Casey?
Hello? Yeah.
Hey, guess what? You said Mary Kay, too.
Yes, you did.
I did.
What are you doing right now, Casey? You're very distracted.
I know. I'm just hoping she gets the next three wrong.
Okay. Katie, what online game started in 05 had players create penguin avatars to explore, play mini games, and socialize in a snowy Arctic themed world?
Yeah, my kid was addicted to Club Penguin back in the day.
Casey, like, you were so close. You said Penguin Island.
Oh!
Darn it.
That was close. That was really close.
Right, Casey?
It was so close. And I played it, too. Oh, my heart.
Fourth question. What Disney movie brought us the characters Charlie Conway and Gordon Bombay?
The Gordy, the Flying V. It's Mighty Ducks. I love that movie so much.
Casey, you said Up, darn it. That movie makes me cry every time I watch it, though.
Up or Mighty Ducks?
Every time.
Up.
Okay.
When his wife dies? Yeah. Oh, brutal. All right, fifth and final question. What is the name of Morty's sister on Rick and Morty?
I love that show. It's
Of course
Rick's
you do.
Sister is How did I know? Summer. Summer? Yes.
I scribbled Samantha or something. I don't know. Okay, you didn't get it right.
Oh, I was close, though.
I didn't get it right.
Name?
No, you didn't.
Oh, I love the questions today. Yay!
Listen, you don't have to gloat. You
I'm
don't
sorry.
Have to rub it in. But
I'm
yeah,
sorry.
You
I did
won Katie Crush today. Nuts. Casey, she killed you.
Thank you all so much.
She oh, you were fun today. To talk to, Casey.
Hey, listen, you're still winning with your day off today.
Yes.
Go enjoy it.
I am. And y'all are the best. Can I just tell you, every morning with my kids, every morning on the way to work, you guys just lift me up. So I appreciate y'all so much.
Thanks, Casey.
Casey, that is so nice of you.
You
Casey.
Just made our day.
You're
so
the best.
Thank you.
Casey, or Katie, send Casey $100.
Okay. Here you go. What's your Venmo, girl?
I'll go to the movie with you, Katie.
Okay. Casey, very nice meeting you. Thank you for listening for so much, and you have a great little Wednesday. All right?
All right. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, how sweet is she?
Bye, y'all.
I just want to roll her up and put her in my pocket.
I know. Yeah.
So cute. There you go. We'll play Katie Crush again on Friday morning here with JKJ. We're going to get out of here. We got to go plan tomorrow's show and get into a big meeting.
Oh,
don't
yeah.
be jealous. Don't be jealous. Synergy is coming up next, filling in for Big Rob. She goes commercial free for about 90 minutes at 11:30. So throw Mix 100 on there in the office. That's it, guys. We'll be back bright and early tomorrow morning. We're Jeremy and Katie and Josh at Denver's Mix 100.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.